Chapter 1. Clyde. I remember when it happened like it was yesterday, only it wasn't yesterday. It was summer 1946. The war was over, and it was cotton picking time again in New Hebron. That summer of 1946 was a hot one, real hot, with a limp kind of heat that lay over the land like a blanket. And that was when it happened. White folks in New Hebron always said they weren't rich, and from their viewpoint, they were right. Only a couple of businessmen there were really well off. You know, this area in south central Mississippi wasn't settled heavily until after 1800, so we didn't have the huge plantations like they show in those old antebellum movies. This wasn't rich bottomland, only rolling hills with small farms and smaller plantations. These white folks, children and grandchildren maybe, of some of those large plantation owners, filtered up this way from the Delta or coast into our Piney Woods region. They moved in here, cleared the land, and settled. Then they looked for sharecroppers to work full-time on the land, pick cotton for pennies a day, and then pay back half their crops for rent. Though they were a heap better off than blacks, the way of life of local whites was modest enough that any change in the way things were was a personal threat to them. And in those days, keeping things the way they were meant keeping the blacks in line. In fact, while the war was going on, a young black soldier, a sergeant, returned home to New Hebron on furlough. He was in town one day wearing his uniform, stripes and all, but he got to drinking pretty heavy to celebrate his leave at home, I guess. A group of white men decided the sergeant had got too many big ideas, so they got hold of him and beat him almost to death with an axe handle. It happened on a Saturday. Things like that made some black folks just move out. They left Mississippi, most of them for good, and headed north or west. So like I said, things were a little bit different in 1946. Old King Cotton was tottering on the throne, and his reign in the post-war South was shaky. There was no denying changes had come, the kind of changes that bother anybody, black or white, who likes things just to go along the same old way as before. But lots of people had moved. Whites and blacks alike had seen the rest of the country, the rest of the world. Some had, that is.